Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. Well, today I am happy to announce that Pastor Butch Paul is and will be returning to the program on Monday. He is getting better. He wanted to come to work today and do the program, but, you know, he needed another day off. And I know he misses you all as we miss him. We wish him the best. He's in our prayers. And we look forward to having him return in good health and good spirits on Monday, this coming Monday. Today is Friday, January 15th, 2021. We are live, so you all are thinking, well, are you going to do a solo, Melody? No, I am not. Maybe, but I hope not. I am very pleased to have a very special guest joining us, Dr. Ted Brower. He has a replay of his program, his own program that he does with his son, the Ted and Austin Brower radio show, and he will be joining us. So I'm excited, and while we're getting him connected, I'm going to go ahead and do the market report for, again, Friday, January 15th, 2021. So, gold today. You know, gold was up earlier, open trade, bright and early. Gold was higher. And then they came in and they decided to hit it. And they hit it good. So the dollar must be stronger today, but right now we're looking at gold down $19.10 at $1,823. Silver was down almost 3%, 72 cents at $24.85. Platinum was down 47 at 1,076. Palladium was down 24 at 2,424. So the whole precious metals sector was hit, and hit pretty good for the day anyway. And I'm right, the USDX was stronger by 0.53 at 90.77. Crude oil was down $1.48 at 52.09. And let's get to the paper markets. The Dow was down triple digits all day at one point in time. It was about 300 points. They brought it back. They tried to get it higher. We're currently down at 177 at 30,814. And the NASDAQ was down 114 points at 12,998. The S&P was down 27 at 3,768. 10-year yield, 1.10%. European Asia markets, the only one that was a little stronger was Hong Kong. London and Germany were both down. Germany was down about 1.5%, but really, you know, 1% is no big deal in today's terms when you're looking at the paper markets and the values. Bitcoin, though, was down 8%. Mm-hmm. Went over, reached its peak there for a while, and now it's at 35,756. So,
I'm here, hi. Melody. If you hear me, I apologize for being late.
No worry. In fact, it was pretty perfect timing because I was just getting ready to introduce you. We just finished the market update for today, January 15th, 2021. And I was just going to give you a little intro. And I visited your website. It's a wonderful website. And I was looking for a bio, but to get a little background information, but I mean, I was extremely impressed, and I thought maybe you could just tell us a little bit about yourself before we get on to some topics of the day. Would you?
I
just want to introduce you. This is Dr. Ted Brower from the Ted and Austin Brower radio show, and you have a website. And maybe you can even tell us a little bit about your website, Health Masters.
Well, so thanks, Melody. I've been in business for about 40 years, and we manufacture super high-end quality nutritional supplements, and we ship them globally. I was a state-licensed nutritionist. I was trained as a naturopathic physician, and I was a state-licensed nutritionist for many years here in Florida. I worked with up to 40 patients a day, thousands of patients. And then I got on the seminar speaking circuit with President Bush and Barbara Bush and Colin Powell and all the rest of the CFR members that I didn't know were CFR members back then. And then I ended up developing a bunch of home study courses like Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy, Forever Fit at 20, 30, 40, and beyond. Did all those programs, and then we ended up going into a semi relaxed mode for a few years, had some more kids, Then I started working with a lot of nonprofit ministries, and then I became an international best-selling author. And then about 8 years ago, we started, or 7 years ago, I can't remember now, we started the Ted and Austin Brower Show. And we've been doing that now on Global Star. In fact, we're on an hour before you. And we've been doing that now for the past, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years. I don't even know anymore. It's been so long. And that's what we do. And now our show is like your show. It's not politically correct. I don't believe in a central bank. I think the fiat currency is a nightmare. I'm a big proponent of having part of your assets in gold and silver and precious metals. We say all that stuff on the show every single day. And I'm basically not going to use proper weird pronouns with people, or 60 different ones, or whatever people want. To me, a guy's a guy and a girl's a girl, and if that makes me like a bad person, then oh well, I don't care.
I can there. Understand you then.
so there you go. So that's my background, and so you know, we ask people that, you know, if you like our show, thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us and your toothpaste and your deodorant. If you don't like our show, oh well, listen to somebody else who wants to give you some fake news, you know, whatever you want to do. But we don't do the fake stuff. In fact, we talk a lot about the international banking cartels, who they are, what they do. In fact, my show comes on immediately before yours on this hour, and this show today we covered the international banks, how they tie into Kabbalah, how the Masonic lodges tie into Kabbalah. We went into detail on the ancient Canaanite religions and how it's that those ancient religions have permeated all the way through our culture in today's, you know, place where we are right now, and how they still run the world and run the planet. So good show if you missed it today. Now, a lot of you guys are my listeners. You're still listening to, you know, to Global Star from the hour before. So thank you for staying with us with Melody's show today. I appreciate you guys a lot. So what do you want to start with today, Melody?
Well, I know there's a couple of things. I know you don't want to repeat what you talked about on your today's program. You did send it to me. I didn't have a chance to listen to it yet. And it truly is. I mean, we often talk about good versus evil. And this has been around, you know, from day one. And it's interesting that you made that connection and how it has gone through all these, you know, centuries, and to where we are here today, and who really does control, and, you know, control things and control the financial strings of the world, so to speak, because that's what it all revolves around. And I didn't know if there was any one item that you would like to share with the listeners of this hour, my program, that maybe we could relate to in today's...
Well, we can do that. I'll cover some stuff I haven't covered in the last hour. Back in 1666, there was a guy by the name of Sabbatai Zevi, and he was, basically a leader of a sect, and he actually claimed to be the Messiah for the Jewish people. Now, the Jewish people, they said he was nuts, and they basically said they wanted nothing to do with him, but in the meantime, he grew, ended up getting about 1 million followers. He ended up converting to Islam. Now, what he did, though, was very, very strange. He felt, because he was a Kabbalist and he was taught from the Zohar, which is one of the books of the Talmud that was written in 72 AD, the Talmud was basically in the book of the Zohar. They teach that everything has to be inverted to basically resurrect their serpent god, the god of the Kabbalah, which they call Ein Sof. Can't make this stuff up. You can look it all up. And this guy figured out that he felt as though his God wanted him to make everything evil. He wanted an inversion of everything. What was white would be black, would be good, would be evil, would be up, would be down, would be straight, would be crooked. I mean, anything they could do to twist God's creation, they wanted to do it to try to force the resurrection of this serpent thing. And so what ended up happening is he got a bunch of followers. In other words, if the book said don't have orgies, they would go have orgies. If the book would say don't have human sacrifice, they would go have human sacrifice. They were doing all these crazy things, you know, in the 1600s. So what happened is he ended up dying and converting to Islam, but his followers continued. And then about 100 years later, a guy by the name of Jakob Frank, he came in and said, well, I am the new Sabbatai Zevi. I'm the reincarnation of Sabbatai Zevi. You know, I have studied the Zohar, all these different things. And he started the same mess back up. This Jakob Frank, this Kabbalist, is the one who bought the Rothschild banking cartels, Moses Bauer, into the satanic movement of this group. That's who did it. That's why I wanted to start with the Sabbatai Zevi first, then Jakob Frank, who brought the Rothschild banking cartel into the Kabbalist movement. And they used the Illuminati, they used Masonic lodges to further all of this. And what they believe is this, is that, you know, they can control the world through money manipulation, what they call Babylonian money magic. And they do. They actually control the world through this, through the central banks. The only major areas now don't have central banks from the Rothschild-controlled groups. Remember, these are bloodline families. There's like 12 different bloodline names, and they have different people they've married into. So they won't necessarily be called Rothschild, but it's the same group that controls it. If you want to make it real simple, you can say it's the boys and the girls who took down Building 7 on 9/11 is the group that runs the world. That's the easiest way to just kind of throw a big net out on these guys. And what they've done is they've taken over all the central banks in the world, except for pretty much Syria, which they're at war with, Iran, which they want to have a war with, and North Korea, which they have tried to precipitate war with. And those are the three major central banks that are still not part of this Rothschild International Crime Cartel. At the highest levels, they work together with the international banks to launder the money. They have 1,000 square miles of poppy production in Afghanistan, and they produce about 10,000 metric tons of heroin every single year. This is used and distributed through the United States Air Force, through the CIA, into approximately 1,000 United States military bases around the world, which avoid any type of customs seizure or inspection. From there, they are transferring this drug money, which is equivalent to about $1.5 trillion a year in generated revenue, to the mafiosa groups throughout the world. You got the Italian mafia, the Jewish mafia, the Irish mafia, the Russian mafia, the Chinese mafia. And these people work with the organized crime syndicates to then run the money and clean it back to the international Rothschild banking cartels. That's how the whole system works. But none of the presidents that we have, including Trump, which I warned people about years ago, including Biden, including, you know, Bush, including Obama, none of these presidents have dealt with the problem with the 1,000 square miles of poppy in Afghanistan. In fact, when Obama was president, there were 500 square miles of poppy production in Afghanistan. Underneath Donald Trump, it doubled. Now, Donald Trump has nothing to do with this. Neither did Obama. They just don't stop it because they're not allowed to, because the organized crime runs the United States. This all really started in earnest back in the 40s during World War II, when Lucky Luciano was brought into the United States government with the OSS at that time to try to protect the harbors in New York City, because one of the ships had been blown up and had sunk at its mooring. Lucky Luciano was supposed to be going into prison. They brought him back out, started working with him for organized crime to protect the harbors in Boston. Since then, the CIA has used the money from all of this organized crime and all these nefarious activities to run black operations around the world, including the overthrow of pretty much, I think, 60 to 70 countries at this point. And they're simply an organization that's outside of the law. They pretty much do whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it, to whoever they want to do it to, and they pretty much never get prosecuted for anything that they've done because it's considered, quote unquote, a national secret or classified information. But this is the group that runs the planet, and they control the central banks. And one of the main reasons they want to go into Iran is because they want to take over that country, seize its assets, put a central bank in, create fiat currency, print currency without ever printing the interest, which makes it impossible to pay back. And they want to do the same thing to Syria. In fact, Syria was actually invaded because of the central bank and because they refused to put an oil pipeline or gas pipeline in from Qatar back into to the warm water port over there. So all of these people are working together through organized crime, through basically the satanic group that runs the planet, which would be the Rothschild banking cartels. And that's how the world works. And that's making it extremely simple, but that's the project. And this satanic group, it didn't just start with Sabbatai Zevi. It went way back to the writing of the Zohar in 72 AD, after the burning of Jerusalem. The guy actually was one of the fighters, one of the warriors, one of the Jewish military people who went into this cave and had some inspiration from some, who knows, some type of demon for 12 years, wrote the Zohar, and it took all of the ancient writings and teachings from the Canaanite religions and human sacrifice and fertility rituals, including the information from Egypt with Isis and Osiris, and combined it into one work called the Zohar. And it is a foundational root work of all satanic religions, all witchcraft, and all of this stuff. So when you see the person walking around with a red string around their wrist and they're a Kabbalist, that means they study from the Zohar. And the Zohar teaches that we basically, you know, can't contact God. He's too busy. his name, they call him Ein Sof, he's a big snake in a tree, and he's basically a hermaphrodite. He has no physical or male features, he's both. This is why they believe that when a person becomes a transgender or a homosexual, that they're actually closer to God than a heterosexual would be, because they're closer to being a hermaphrodite. I know that sounds weird, but it's how they think. And the sad part about all of this stuff is they took these bloodletting religions and the sacrifice of all the children, which is how Israel got itself into so much trouble in the Old Testament, by passing their children through the fire, sacrificing the Baal, Moloch, and Asherah, and they've incorporated that in today's vernacular with Jeffrey Epstein, with all of these children that were sexually assaulted and raped, many of them killed, some people feel, and they were basically never found again, because you had thousands of girls that were recruited by Jeffrey Epstein over a period of 30 years, mm-hmm. and only a few dozen have come forward. The rest of them, we don't know what happened to them. And so, and we know they had thousands of men now have been blackmailed. Now remember, Jeffrey Epstein was Mossad. Ghislaine Maxwell is Mossad. Mossad is the CIA of Israel. So Jeffrey Epstein was working for Israel in blackmailing all of these politicians. People need to understand that. If A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. That's how the numbers work. And so we've got to look at who these people are and what they're doing. And that's not to say that all Jews are bad, because they're not. A lot of Jews aren't Satanists, and they're not Kabbalists, they're not weirdos, but they all need Jesus. They all need Jesus. But remember, 2 weeks ago, Benjamin Netanyahu, Pollard was a spy here in America. He answered to Benjamin Netanyahu here in America. He was basically convicted of espionage against the United States and giving away military secrets to Israel. He went to prison for 30 years. And 2 weeks ago, when he came out of prison, Benjamin Netanyahu met him with a parade and a big thing at the airport, celebrating him as a national hero. That's Israel. So we have to understand, we have approximately 60 dual Israeli citizens in Congress and in the Senate right now at any given point. Those numbers vary. And the sad part about it is they have a tendency to sway public opinion in our Senate or House. Now, I don't have a problem with them being Jewish. I have a problem with them being a foreign national in the United States with dual passports. I don't want a Russian person or a German person or an English person or anybody in our Senate who has dual passports. Who's their loyalty to? That's the problem that I have. See, this is where we find ourselves right now, Melody. We've got ourselves in a giant mess, especially with this banking cartel that runs the planet and is continually inflating and monetizing the debt in the United States and decreasing the value of our dollar. Our dollars fall almost 15% against the Swiss franc in the last year. And the sad part about it is that Swiss franc, who's also a Rothschild-controlled interest, by the way, the National Bank in Switzerland, they keep buying more and more and more and more dollars, trying to decrease the value of the franc, Swiss franc, because they're in a transition right now, going to a digital currency. And that's why I really recommend that everybody holds at least 10% of their core assets in precious metals. I think it's really, really important.
All righty, Ted. We have our first break right now. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188 for all your gold and silver coin needs. And we're just going to continue with Dr. Ted Brower. And it was a fascinating first 20 minutes. And a lot of questions came up, Ted, as you were giving us the history. A lot of questions came up, then you went on, and so I might sound like I'm a little backtracking on some of these things, but my questions are, and they're simple. You talked about the central banks. There's, what, three or four, you said, that are still, that they're trying to conquer?
Yes, they've tried to take over the countries. And here's how they do it. Let me make it real simple. I figured a way how to just describe this years ago. Is if I took over, let's say I decided I was going to go ahead and buy an island. Let's say I was going to go buy the island of Grenada, which I don't have that kind of money, but let's say I did. And so I buy the island of Grenada, which let's say I spend $1 billion for it. But now I don't have any money left because I don't have, you know, any cash left because I just bought the island. So I go to Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or anybody, that make any difference, Rothschild. And I ask them, I say, look, I bought the island for $1 billion. I need to borrow $10 billion to rebuild the infrastructure, to rebuild the houses, to rebuild the schools, to do everything, to get people to move back to the island of Grenada. I need to borrow $10 billion. And well, then Bill Gates says to me, well, I'm going to give that to you for 7.2%. Now, I'm using that particular number because that's the rule of 72. That means the money at that point will double itself every 10 years. And so, in other words, after 10 years, I won't owe $10 billion to Bill Gates, the original principal. I will owe $10 billion plus another $10 billion in interest. Okay. Well, here's the problem. 10 years rolls around, and I borrowed the $10 billion, and now I owe another $10 billion, but the second $10 billion was never put into circulation. It does not exist. So even if I give the original $10 billion back, I still owe $10 billion more that was never printed. So what I've got to do is now I've got to borrow another $10 billion to pay the interest. So now I'm upside down $20 billion. Well, in 7 more years, I'm going to owe another $20 billion. So I'll be, you know, I'll have to do it again. Mm-hmm. So as this money continues to accumulate over 100 years, it ends up going from the billions into the trillions of dollars that we owe the Rothschild banking cartel. Now, the M1 money supply is the money amount of money in circulation. Mm-hmm. When the great financial reset occurred in 2008 and we owed trillions of dollars, we only had about $1 trillion in circulation, not including derivatives, which is in the quadrillions, thousands of trillions. And so what happens is, no matter what we do, if we try to pay the national debt back, we decrease the M1 money supply and we take money out of circulation and we tighten money and we have interest go up. The banks don't loan the money because there's no money to lend. And what ends up happening is we go into a constriction of the M1 money supply. Clinton saw this back in the 90s, and you cause a recession. Happens every time. So you have to continue expanding the money supply to cover the cost of the debt. Now, when you throw deficit spending in on top of that to cover the cost of the debt and to have social welfare programs, this compounds. That's why we're in the United States. So even if we wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve System by paying them their money back, it can't be done. The last time that was done was with Andrew Jackson, when we had Bank of America had come in through the War of 1812, through the Rothschilds, and he ended up selling a whole bunch of property and a bunch of land and basically paid off the national debt. Andrew Jackson did that. And he hated the central bankers. He called them a brood of den of vipers, a whole den of thieves. And they tried to assassinate him several times because he'd gotten rid of the central bank. So this has been going back now since the formation of our country. And of course, Lincoln, they wanted Lincoln to put in another central bank right after, you know, after the Civil War, and he refused to do it and he got assassinated. Now, I'm not a fan of Lincoln, but that's one thing he did right. He refused to do it. And it wasn't until that syphilis-infected Woodrow Wilson from Princeton, who was so morally compromised, got into the White House because Teddy Roosevelt and Taft and Wilson ran a three-party election, and Theodore Roosevelt ran on the Bull Moose Party, split the electoral votes. Wilson got in, and Wilson was heavily being blackmailed from the affairs that he had at Princeton, and Samuel Untermyer is the man who came to Wilson and gave him the information that he was about to be exposed as this philanderer and this adulterer. And so Woodrow Wilson negotiated with Samuel Untermyer, who was a hardcore Zionist, to basically bring in a central bank controlled by the Rothschilds in order not to be exposed, including then bringing in the income tax. The same as Samuel Untermyer then met a guy by the name of Cyrus Scofield, who wrote a book called the Bible Commentary called the Scofield Bible, which was then basically people wouldn't pay attention to because it was nonsense. It brought Israel back, you know, from the depths of the annals of history, having been discarded, to the reformation of another country named Israel, to basically be part of the end time prophecy, and that had never been taught for 1850 years until a guy by the name of Darby started teaching this in 1850. And then Scofield and Samuel Untermyer, the same guy who blackmailed Woodrow Wilson, went to Oxford Press in England and had the Scofield Reference Bible printed and sent for free to all of the major evangelical universities in the United States to be taught from. This brought us the Zionism teaching that we have today, teaching that Israel had to be restored in order to create a third temple, in order to bring in the Antichrist, to order to bring in a rapture, in order to bring the recoming of Jesus Christ. All of this is not true doctrine. It was all made up by this guy, Scofield guy, and Darby. But it got shoved through the university systems in the United States until the evangelicals believed it. The evangelicals believe, and this is what they believe, this is what they were taught, because I used to believe this because this is what I was taught, is that we have to support Israel because the Antichrist is going to come through Israel. The book of Thessalonians says he's going to walk out on the temple steps, declare himself God, reveal himself to the world. Then the Christians are going to get raptured to go to heaven, and they're going to sit in the heavenly grandstands and clap as they watch all hell break loose on the planet. So no matter what happens, we've got to support Israel to support the end times, to support the rapture, to support the tribulation coming. It's insanity what's been taught to Christianity and to the Christians. But this is what Christians believe, that are evangelicals who believe in the rapture. And now they've used that to basically defang Christians by saying, don't worry what happens to everybody on the planet. Nothing's going to happen to you. But, you know, they told that to the Christians in China, too, when 1 million of them were killed. And they told that to the Christians, too, in Russia, when upwards of 100 million of them were killed. And they were all waiting in China for the rapture to occur because they've been taught the same teachings. This is the problem that we have right now. So it doesn't matter what Israel does as far as Zionism. We've been taught now to support them. And because Trump supported Israel, so many of the evangelical followers of Trump supported Trump. And so this is what we got. This is how we got ourselves into this big mess with Trump. Now, I voted for Trump the first time he ran. I really did, because I didn't want Hillary Clinton in, because she was what's called the Sabbatean witch. She actually had her own coven in Los Angeles. This is crazy stuff that was released by one of their top people that basically worked for them in person. And she would every 6 weeks fly out to her witch's coven, because she was the head of it in California. This was Larry Nichols talked about this. And so we did not want her in. Then a week before the last election, 4 years ago, about 2 weeks before, so Julian Assange released the WikiLeaks on what was going on with Podesta and Clinton and soul cooking and drinking of human blood. He released all of these emails. And well, it went through the alt media like a razor blade and absolutely gave Trump the election. They were planning on Hillary to win, but because Trump so overwhelmed the electoral process, the database they had put in place, the algorithms weren't big enough to basically allow Hillary to win. So she lost. And so they made sure they crucified Trump for the first 4 years. They got him to snap tight, because remember, his daughter-in-law is a Kabbalist. Right. She goes to Shabbat Lubavitch, and they practice and teach out of the Zohar. And so is Jared. So these are not good people. They had his ear. So Trump put so many CFR members in. The CFR was created after the fail of the League of Nations after World War I, the Council on Foreign Relations, another Rothschild entity, and it was brought in to bring in a new world order and a one world government. And Donald Trump has brought in more CFR members than any other president that I can ever see or remember, and these are the people completely dedicated to the overthrow of the United States and to creating a one-world government leadership and a one-world currency through the Rothschild banking cartel. He put more of those guys in than anybody else ever has, either unknowingly or knowingly. I don't know. Because I spoke with Roger Stone, Melody, personally, last summer when he was getting his commutation from Trump, the same week. I was at his home down there in Palm Beach. And I asked him, why did Trump put so many CFR members in? And he goes, I don't know, Ted. He goes, when I was working on the campaign before he got elected, the top guy from the CFR contacted us and wanted to have lunch with Trump. And Trump asked me if he should have lunch with him. And I told him, absolutely not. They're diametrically opposed to everything you stand for, everything that you have put into your platform. Now, why he would do that, I don't know. Personally, I think he's deeply compromised. And I think they've got a lot of blackmail stuff on him. I don't know what. I'm not going to speculate on that. But I know there were a lot of charges that were made against him before the election. They were quickly hushed up. So I don't know, Billy, but that's how we find ourselves with the CFR, the central banks, the Rothschild controlling of everything, and here we are.
Let me ask you this. I read, I think it's true, that President Trump had his first bankruptcy bailout, his finances arranged through his Commerce Secretary, Wilbur Ross, when he was working at the Rothschilds Bank.
That's right, 1989, that's exactly right.
So, you know, to me, there's more of a connection. So, I don't know, maybe they really didn't want Hillary to win. Maybe they wanted Trump, maybe they were grooming Trump. That was my theory. They've been grooming Trump all along for a particular place and time.
Well, and what he's done, that's a very good theory, and I've thought about that same theory. And let me tell you why that could be very plausible, because we don't know. But we could have been set up from the very beginning, and here's why. Donald Trump ran on a nationalistic platform. He wanted everybody to have nationalism. He wanted everybody to basically make America great again. That was his words, make America great again. Then it was keep America great, America first. All of these things that we all believe, who were basically born in the 50s and the 60s and the 40s that are still running around active, even in the 30s, all of the things that we believe he was saying. You know, and so what ended up happening is he became a symbol of the United States and nationalism. Trump did. What they've done with that symbology now, which they're really big into symbols, this group is, what they've done with that symbology now is they've turned Donald Trump into a caricature, like a cartoon character. And that's the same thing they did with Adolf Hitler, because Adolf Hitler was a big nationalist. So now they've mixed and put Donald Trump together with Adolf Hitler. They're saying, oh, if you like Donald Trump, you must have liked Adolf Hitler. You must be a nationalist. You must be bad. So what they've done, because they've turned him into a caricature now, they're able to humiliate him and humiliate the entire nationalistic program that we've had in the United States for decades. The reason they did this, here's why this happened. In the 20s, when the Russians came in the teens, they came in and overthrew the Tsar Nicholas family and killed the Tsar Nicholas family, and they took over Russia. This was all financed through the Rothschild banking cartel because Russia had refused to allow a central bank to come in that was Rothschild-controlled. And 100 years earlier, after the Napoleonic Wars, Europe was broke, and the Rothschilds were about to implement international banking cartel central banks in all of Europe and take over all of Europe. And the Tsar's great-great-grandfather paid off all of the debt. And at that point, the Rothschilds declared a blood vengeance against the Tsar Nicholas's family, swearing they would kill them and wipe them off the map 100 years earlier, right after 1812. And what happened is 100 years later, they had the opportunity to do that about 105 years later. Well, this whole group of communists that are Satanists, like Karl Marx, which are all 17 Kabbalists from 17 Zevi, they've worked their way through Russia and brought this horrible teaching into Russia and killed literally up to 100 million people. Well, Germany would not allow themselves to be brought underneath this communist spell, and they fought against it. And they set up a group at Goethe University in Germany to basically, they were called the Frankfurt School, to try to figure out why they couldn't and wouldn't allow Germans, why Germans wouldn't allow communism to come in, because they were fiercely nationalistic. Well, in 1933, when Hitler came into power, since the majority of these people, in fact, all of these major guys from Goethe University at the Frankfurt School were Jewish intellectuals, they saw the handwriting on the wall, and they left the United States and went to Columbia and went to the other Ivy League schools here in the United States and started promoting their communist ideology and doctrine there. In the meantime, over a million Russians who were fleeing communist Russia, a lot of them were communists, were brought into the United States. And they were credentialed and given PhDs and given doctorates and PMDs and all these different degrees. They were given them without really verifying that they had these degrees, and they were brought into the university systems in the United States to continue to teach the subversive stuff. Then in the meantime, we had the continuation in the 50s and the late 40s of the MK Ultra mind control experiments from the German concentration camps. Mind control is in German, it starts with an M, and then the control is spelled with a K. Mind is mint control is what is in German. And so they took the MK Ultra program into the United States out of the German concentration camps to try to work with Timothy O'Leary in the 50s and the 60s out of Laurel Canyon and introduce LSD. All of this was being done to destroy nationalism in the United States through the Frankfurt School. They brought us Playboy, they brought us Hugh Hefner, they brought us Gloria Steinem, they brought us open sex, they brought us drug use on college campuses. Everything was designed to destroy the actual internal mechanisms which made America a nationalistic country, because that's what they had to do in order to allow communism and the New World Order to come into the United States. And they've been extremely effective in the past 70 years now. The past 70 years, we've basically gone from the largest creditor nation of the world to the largest debtor nation of the world. We have all of this filth on TV, filth of the movies, all brought to us from the Kabbalists, and the United States has lost its moral way. Now what we're trying to do is to find a political solution to a spiritual rot that we have in the United States, and that's not possible. So we've got to go back to Jesus. We've got to go back to God. We've got to go back to the Word of God, to the New Testament, to Christ, to the teachings of Jesus. And this is what we talk about on my show all the time with Austin, because if we don't do that, if we don't have a massive spiritual renewal, rebirth, a renaissance, a revival in the United States, we will never return back to where we were. And this is where we find ourselves now in these democratically controlled cities. Unbelievable amounts of abortion, 70 million abortion babies now in the last, since 73. These are all sacrifices, just like the Jews did to Baal and to Moloch and to worship Asherah of their children. And these giant sacrificial rites that we've done have allowed Lucifer to get tremendous power in the United States. And now we as Christians, we're looking back and going, why? What's happening to the United States? Well, what do you think was going to happen after you murdered 70 million children? See, this is the problem that we have right now, Melody. And they use Donald Trump now as a caricature. It's a mess.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what we're going to talk about it when we come back from the break, is what is going to unite people in order that we do that? I mean, a lot of people thought with President Trump, we'd be at this point where everything was going to get turned around. I agree with you. It's not going to happen. And we'll talk about maybe war with Iran when we come back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I am here with our wonderful guest today, filling in for Butch Paul, Dr. Ted Brower. So, again, thank you. And before we close the program, we close it at 4:50. What time, Todd? 4:58. 4:58. I want you to make sure you give the information out on your website and contact information, please. You brought us incredible information today, and going into the break, I want, you know, bringing everything together. Well, go ahead.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Our company's name's Health Masters. We've been around for 40 years, Health Masters, and we've got a gigantic footprint online. And yes, Ted Brower is my real name. So many people use aliases, and yes, you can find photographs of me online, and yes, that is me with my wife, who's extremely good looking, by the way. I've been married to her for 37 years. She is beautiful. I'm blessed. And so what we try to do is tell people the truth. We manufacture super high quality nutritional supplements. We have powdered multiple vitamins that are the best, and they taste great. People use them all over the world. We help people to lower blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, blood sugar levels by lifestyle changes and supplements without doing it with drugs. And that's what we do. We have a newsletter that you can sign up for at healthmasters.com, and you'll also get a copy of the current show we did that day in your inbox every night, so you can listen to it directly on a landing page every single day. And we'll have a write-up of the show on what we talked about. And if you're interested in it, all you have to hit the play button. It'll come right to you. All of that is free. The show's free. The emails are free. The newsletters are free. All of it's free. They didn't cost you anything. Now, if you want to get supplements, you know, which we ask that you do to support the show, those aren't free. Just, I got to tell you, can't be giving free supplements out. But they're really high quality, and they do have a simple guarantee. If you don't feel great in 30 days on the supplements, just send them back, and we'll give you a refund. And we very, very, very rarely ever have a refund. And only times we ever do is when people don't use the product. And for various reasons, they decide they're not going to use them, which is ridiculous. They shouldn't have bought them to start with. But it's what we try to teach people, is that, you know, if you're 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight and you feel awful, and you keep doing what you've done to feel awful, to be 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight, you're not going to get any better. You're going to get worse. And that's what we try to teach you guys, real common sense stuff like this. Like, you know, if you're eating, you know, 4 pounds of bacon a day, it's probably not going to be healthy for your heart. You think, well, who would do that? People do that. They get on these Atkins diets with all this protein all the time, and they don't realize all of a sudden they're 50 years old and they have heart disease and they're about to die, or they need to have a heart transplant or bypass or whatever. We try to teach you natural ways to stay healthy. We bring you the latest world news and health research with a Christian spin to it. Now, if you don't like Christianity and you don't like God and you don't like Jesus, you probably don't need to listen to my show, just flat out. It's not going to something you're not going to like, because I talk about Jesus pretty much every show. So just, I want you guys to understand that, you know, that's who we are and what we do. And our show has grown by leaps and bounds in the last, you know, I think 7-8 years we've been doing it. And it's because we try to tell people the truth all the time. And we're a three-dimensional being, body, soul, and spirit. And we've got to have a balance in all three areas of our life if we want to have true success, because the righteous peace and joy through the infilling of the Holy Spirit can only come with the acceptance of Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And if that sounds too much like preaching to you, you probably aren't going to like the show. As far as my show, because it's going to get real, because God completely changed my life when I became a Christian in graduate school at Florida State University back in like 1979. And so I was like 23 years old. I'm 65 now, and I've learned that, you know, if you try to be hesitant with God, He gets kind of hesitant with you. If you're bold with God, He's pretty aggressive with helping you and blessing you and putting you in the right place at the right time every time. Yep. I've learned that. So that's what's really, 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 really important. And so that's why, people say, well, your show's too religious. And I'm like, great, go listen to some heathen show who wants to cuss at you the whole time. I don't care what you do. It's up to you. But the reality is, if you want to have a really good, you know, really good truth brought to you with worldviews, I spend 4 to 6 hours a day in prep time every single day. I spend so much time studying every day as far as bringing you the latest news. That's why I do so much about what's going on with Iran. I talked about that on the show yesterday, because we have a real high probability, guys, yep, that if we don't do it before Trump gets out of office, that we're going to be attacking Iran pretty quick. And I personally believe the Rothschild banking cartel who runs Israel is their fiefdom. They set it up through the Balfour Declaration. And I believe that one of the key things that Trump did not do that he was supposed to do was attack Iran, including when he killed Soleimani last January. And so he hasn't followed through with a full-blown attack into Iran. I believe that's one of the reasons they've continued to attack him this entire year, because he's got them all mad. Why he didn't do it, I don't know, because he sure has done enough other stupid stuff. But the reality is this: Joe Biden is just going to be a mess. So you guys, buckle your seatbelts. You know, get the airbags ready, because I mean it's gonna be a wild ride with him. But the good thing about this, though, and here's what I like about Biden winning: if there's anything to like, if there's a silver lining, because it's horrible that he won, it was a completely cheated election. We all know it got cheated. We all know he didn't win. We all know he's a liar. We all know he's a career criminal. And all the patriots all over the United States are going to get up, get out of their chairs, quit listening to that Q nonsense, and they're going to realize that if it is to be, it's up to us. And we need a giant revival in this country. And we're not going to put up with any of this garbage from him and that Camilla weirdo that he's got in the White House with him. We're not going to tolerate this, because we know this was a usurped election and that it was completely and totally stolen. They actually had the algorithms of these machines set up to 1.2 votes for Biden, 0.8 votes for Trump, because they had them. That's why Biden got so many votes, because it was 1.2 to 0.8. And because of that, there was no way statistically that Biden could not win this thing, even though he still lost in several of the key states because the votes were so overwhelming for Trump. The problem is this: Biden's going to be president for the next 4 years. There's not nobody's signing an insurrection act, in my opinion. We're not going to have a bunch of troops running into the Capitol and arresting Nancy Pelosi, who I've been told, you know, through Q now, that I don't believe, that she's been arrested in Guantanamo Bay 5 different times. And let me ask you guys a question: where are the 175,000 arrests that we were told were going to happen 3-4 years ago? Go ahead, all you QAnon followers, where are the 175,000 arrests? Oh, that's all going to happen this week. Okay, we'll know by the 20th. Yeah, we'll know by the 20th. Donald Trump's already they've already emptied out the White House. People are bailing out left and right. Melania's packing bags. They're all moving down to Mar-a-Lago, down here to Florida, which I wish they'd stay out of our state. But that's what they're doing right now. So, guys, don't believe the stuff you're hearing. Don't believe that everybody's going to get arrested and Donald Trump's going to stay in office. It's been a giant psyop brought to you by the CIA through Operation Mockingbird and through CityCorps out of New York for the past 4 years with this Q nonsense. It was all to take the patriots and put them on their laurels so they wouldn't stand up for what was right, and they allowed Trump to do everything wrong, because Trump is smarter than all of us. He's playing 5,000-dimensional chess. You have no idea what he's doing. He's a brilliant businessman, that's right, who went bankrupt over and over and over again and was bailed out by the Rothschild banking empire through Wilbur Ross in 1989. Don't tell me about Donald Trump. He has sex with other men's wives for sport, and I have that from a friend of mine who lives in Palm Beach, who knows Donald Trump's best friend, who warned my friend not to let Donald Trump get around his wife. Fact. Period. So don't start that mess with me, because I know better. So you guys just buckle up and get ready, because it's gonna be a wild next 4 years.
You know, it always amazed me how often over the years that I've heard that we know he's not a good person, we know him, but that's not what we voted for. And I'm thinking, how can you think this person's gonna do good if he's not good in other areas? That's just my thinking. But
well, you know, the Mark Rutland, who's a really good pastor, he's a really good friend of mine. I love the guy. He's absolutely wonderful. He has a company called, a ministry called Global Servants, and has a bunch of Thailand girls out there in Thailand. Has an orphanage in Thailand. He has like 70, 80 girls he was able to get out of the sex slave business. And Mark Rutland said something one time. He said, talent will get you there. Character will keep you there. Talent will get you there. character will keep you there. Just because Donald Trump has communication skills, if you like to hear somebody speak in staccato sentences, incomplete, fragmented sentences all the time, if you like that, you know, you think he's got communication skills, he should be called the great president, should be called the great insulter, is what he should be called. If you like that kind of stuff, you'd like Trump. But to me, Donald Trump is nothing but a big blowhard. He's a big bully. He's a big bully that somebody should have knocked the sense into in the playground when he was 12 years old. And basically, so he'd stop acting like that. His best friend was a homosexual man up in New York City for many, 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 many years. And he talks like the guy was who was the gay guy. Now, you guys can look that up and figure that out on your own. But the point is this. Donald Trump wanted to be the most pro-homosexual, pro-gay administration in the history of the White House, even more than that weirdo Barack Obama and his weirdo wife, whatever she is or whatever it is. And the reality is this, is that we've got a situation now. We have had Christians tolerate every single thing Donald Trump has done because he's pretended like he's a Christian. The Bible says, you know, your walk will talk more than your talk. And he won't do that. He's continually compromised in everything that he does. I mean, I don't even get into it. I'll be glad to turn the page and close the chapter on Donald Trump, and we, the people of the United States, need to get back to work and forget about this narcissistic megalomaniac that basically has ruined the reputation of nationalism in the United States, and we need to shake the dust off our feet and walk down the road and be done with this clown once and for all. That's how I look at it.
I agree. So let's get back to Iran. We have, there's a significant buildup.
Well, you got to remember, Bolton is supposed to be a dual Israeli citizen. Mm-hmm. Bolton is a hardcore Zionist, which means they want Israel to pretty much rule the Middle East and run the entire world government through the international banking cartels, through Tel Aviv and the Supreme Court of Israel, under what they call Noahide laws. And what ends up happening is Bolton was supposed to come into the White House and push Trump into doing a full-blown attack on Iran. In fact, Bolton is still mad when he wrote his book about how Donald Trump did not allow him to go in and basically glass parking lot, Iran. And the sad part about it is that we don't know what's going to happen, but we know that Trump got rid of the nuclear deal that we had on the table with Iran, that Barack Obama actually did something in his White House during, gave him a bunch of cash, billions in cash to do all that, but he got that done to stop the uranium enrichment program in Iran. Trump pulled that all off the table, trying to precipitate war with Iran, because Trump is doing what his Rothschild handlers want him to do. So the man has been an absolute, total, complete embarrassment to me. I remember years ago we had a pastor who was up there, he was originally in the White House with Trump, and he knew Paula White real well, and so he got invited to the White House, and I'm not going to make any comments about Paula White right now. Me not making any comments should be enough. And what ended up happening is he basically wasn't invited back because he was telling the truth to the staff up in the White House. And then finally I call him up a couple years later, and he hadn't been back to the White House. He's making all these excuses, and he starts spouting this cue crap to me. And I said, dude, he said, well, I've got this right from the White House. I said, it's lies. I said, they're part of that clergy response team that talks to you pastors with your big churches here in the United States to handle you, to make you sit back and wait and do nothing. And I said, they're handling you. I said, they're lying to you, and they're handling you, and you're stupid to think that they're telling you the truth just because you got to go to the Oval Office one time with Donald Trump. He's done that with all of the major TV ministries, who, by the way, we shouldn't call it Christian TV. We should call it Zionist TV. It's insanity. One of the major networks a couple of years ago, their daughter married a Jewish guy who was not a Christian. And Jews have to convert to Christianity if they wish to go to heaven, period. And they did a big documentary, a big expose, a big thing of the wedding, and they stopped their broadcasting to air this Jewish Christian wedding when the Bible says, come ye out from among them, be ye separate. We're not supposed to be intertwining with people who are not Christians when we get married. All it does is leads to all kinds of problems when you get married. Where are you going to raise the kids? Are they going to be Jewish? Are they going to be Christian? Are you going to go to synagogue? Are you going to go to church? I mean, what are you going to do? It's a mess. And so this is the problem that we have. Then we have national evangelicals on TV saying that the Jews don't need to accept Jesus Christ in order to be saved. And I'm like, what Bible are you reading? And that's all because of that Scofield Bible and the stuff that's being taught by Darby and Scofield, pushed through Samuel Untermyer, who was the one who blackmailed Woodrow Wilson for the Federal Reserve Bank. That's how it all ties together. And then in 1933, that same Untermyer went on WABC in New York, right before he died, died a few years later, and declared war on Germany by international Jewry, all the Jews of the world who ran the international distribution chains, and said they would no longer allow any German exports to come into any of their countries because they had elected Adolf Hitler. And they created tremendous animosity against the Jews in Germany because they did that. And that precipitated Kristallnacht 5 years later, which should never have happened. Mm-hmm. Hitler should have never let that happen. But it was that, you know, it was like the Germans were so fed up with it after 5 years of that. And it was done on purpose to create tremendous animosity towards the Jewish people in Europe so they would immigrate to Palestine and form the country of Israel. That's one of the primary reasons that was done. It was all set up and staged by the Rothschild banking cartel to force the Jews in Europe to immigrate to Palestine and to reform the country of Israel. People don't want to talk about the real reasons World War II happened. Read the book, The Bad War. I believe by Mike King is his name. The Bad War. You get the PDF online for free and read what happened. My mom was in Germany during World War II. She was a German citizen. She was born there in 1916. She saw the complete rise and fall of the Third Reich, and everything in that book that Mike King says happened is what my mom told me happened. So read that book. It's free. It won't cost you a penny. But guys, we need to realize that unless we shake ourselves loose from the shackles of the international banking cartels, you know, we're never going to be free of this in the United States. It's never going to change. And that's why I like what Melody does. I mean, when you have the ability to take and put part of your assets into basically precious metals, which is a real value, you have the ability to step away from all of this mess in the event that there's a cataclysmic banking failure, in the event that this currency that we have goes to nothing like in the Weimar Republic. My mom told me they were taking a wheelbarrow load of money, 40 billion marks, to buy one loaf of bread, Melody. She saw it was there.
Yep. We've heard all the stories. It's real. It's true. And I think they're going to have to dump the system in order to continue to promote what they've promoted through all these years. So give us a call, 1-800-375-4188. Ted, thank you so much for joining
Melody,
me.
Melody, thanks
Hope
so much.
We can do
I
it again.
Looking and, forward to it.
All righty. Thank you, Ted. We'll be back on Monday. Bye-bye. Until then, folks, be safe. Good night. And God bless.
I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man.